الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب.
The months of Hajj are well known. Whoever intends to perform pilgrimage in these months shall abstain from sensual indulgence, wicked conduct, and quarreling. And whatever good you do, Allah knows it. Take your provisions for the pilgrimage, but in truth, the best provision is piety. Men of understanding, beware of disobeying me.
ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين.
It is no offense for you to seek the bounty of your Lord during pilgrimage. When you hasten back from Arafat, then remember Allah at Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram, i.e. Al-Muzdalfa, and remember Him in the manner He has directed you. For before this, you were surely in error. It is no offense for you to seek the bounty of your Lord during pilgrimage. Seeking the bounty of your Lord means earning one's livelihood during the pilgrimage.
ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Then press on even as others press on, and implore Allah's forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. And implore Allah's forgiveness. Since the time of Abraham, peace be upon him, and Ishmael, peace be upon him, the recognized practice of the Arabs with regard to Hajj was that on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, they went from Mina to Arafat, returning on the morning of the 10th to stay at Muzdalifah. Later, as the priestly monopoly of the Quraysh became well established, they claimed that it was below their dignity to go to Arafat with the ordinary people of Arabia. As a mark of what they called their distinction, they only went to Muzdalifah without going to Arafat and returned from there, leaving it to the commoners to go to Arafat. It is this idol of pride and vainglory which has been shattered to pieces by the present verse.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ.
And when you have performed your rites, remember Allah as you remember your fathers, or remember Him even more. There are some among those that remember Allah who say, "Our Lord, grant us what is good in this world. Such shall have no share in the hereafter."
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
There are others who say, "Our Lord, grant us what is good in this world and what is good in the world to come, and protect us from the chastisement of the fire."
أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب.
They shall have a portion from what they earned. Allah is quick in reckoning.
واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون.
And remember Allah through appointed days. It is no sin for him who hastens off and returns in 2 days. And it is no sin for him who delays the return, provided he has spent the days in piety. Beware of disobeying Allah, and know well that to him you all shall be mustered. And it is no sin for him who delays the return. It was perfectly all right whether a person returned on the 12th or on the 13th of Zulhijjah from Mina to Mecca, as long as it is during the days of Tashriq.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ.
Among people, there is a kind whose sayings on the affairs of the world fascinate you. He calls Allah again and again to bear testimony to his sincerity. Yet, he is most fierce in enmity.
وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ.
Whenever he attains authority, he goes about the earth spreading mischief and laying to waste crops and human life, even though Allah, whose testimony he invokes, does not love mischief. Whenever he attains authority, the words idda tawalla can also be translated as to make the verse mean that once the sweet and apparently genuine protestations of such people are over, they engage in arrogant and destructive action.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ.
Whenever he is told, "Fear Allah," his vainglory seizes him in his sin. So hell shall suffice for him. What a wretched resting place.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَءُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
On the other hand, among men, there is a kind who dedicates his life seeking to please Allah. Allah is immensely kind to such devoted servants.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fis-silmi kaffatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwatish-shaytan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ.
Believers, enter wholly into Islam and do not follow in the footsteps of Satan, for he is your open enemy. Believers, enter wholly into Islam.
God demands that man should submit, without reservation, his whole being to his will. For God does not accept the splitting up of human life into separate compartments, some governed by the teachings of Islam and others exempt from them.
فَإِن زَلَلْتُم مِّن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And if you stumble in spite of the clear instructions which have come to you, then know well that Allah is most mighty, most wise.
هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ.
Are those people who are not following their right path in spite of admonition and instruction, waiting for Allah to come to them in canopies of clouds with a retinue of angels and settle the matter finally? To Allah shall all matters ultimately be referred.